It's here and now, and there is very disturbing news today. A video purportedly from ISIS appearing to show Jordanian pilot Moaz Al-Kasasba being burned alive. He was captured by the militant group when his plane was shot down over Syria last December. A spokesperson for the Jordanian Armed Forces today vowed punishment and revenge. This video follows those showing ISIS killing two Japanese hostages and, of course, earlier videos showing the beheading of two American journalists, an American aid worker, and two British aid workers. This was the first video from ISIS to show a captive being burned alive. Seth Jones is director of the International Security and Defense Policy Center at RAND. He joins us now. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Robin.
And, you know, this is tragic, disturbing, but also part of complicated geopolitics. Jordan supported the U.S. in its fight against ISIS. That's how this young pilot was captured. Many Jordanians were angry about that relationship between Jordan and the U.S. And the AP is reporting that when news of this video reached the relatives of the pilot, there were chants against Jordan's King Abdullah II. What do you think the impact of this video is going to be?
Well, I mean, the Islamic State of Iraq and Levant, or Syria, as many call it, has really one-upped itself. Use of beheadings, as it's done with previous hostages, Japanese, American, British, and others, was something not completely uncommon in the Middle East. States like Saudi Arabia have done this. But now burning someone alive, there is very little sanction, including within most mainstream Islam, for burning people alive. I mean, this goes back to sort of the witchcraft days in Massachusetts in the early years of the American Republic. This is likely to get people very angry at the Islamic State. It's already been sidelined. But I do think this is also the other side of this, is there's bound to be a lot of unhappiness within Jordan at the government's inability to save the pilot.
Well, take one at a time. You say a lot of anger at ISIS. Is this the first, I'm trying to think, we don't know that this pilot was Muslim, but being a Jordanian pilot, one can assume he was. So is this the first Muslim murdered by ISIS? At least in this public way.
Well, I mean, the irony of ISIS in general is it has killed large numbers of both Shia and Sunnis. In this public way, it has done some executions of Muslims. I mean, in general, its argument, and we see it with other jihadists, is that it has to argue that they are either working for a state that is essentially, that they argue is non-Islamic, or as un-Islamic, as an infidel regime, which they call the Jordanians, or they've been unable to repeat back key aspects of the Quran or know basic Islamic facts, so they call them un-Islamic. It's the kind of thing we've seen al-Shabaab do, for example, in Somalia and in other places during the Westgate Mall attacks, which was in Nigeria.
But they're very well aware that Jordan is a Muslim country. And you say that this is going to provoke anger, more anger at ISIS. But, you know, what about more anger at King Abdullah and, you know, the government for not just not being able to release him, but for his being there in the first place because of the support of the U.S. fight against ISIS?
When the Arab uprising started back in the 2011 period and spread to a range of places, there were early demonstrations within Jordan. They never took root the way they did in neighboring Syria, but there was and continues to be some deep unhappiness at the Hashemite rulership. And there has been a lot of pressure to release the pilot. What the Jordanian government said right off the bat is that it was willing to trade the female hostage that they had, Sajida al-Rishawi, who's an Iraqi woman incarcerated in Jordan for a role in a 2005 bombing attack, if there was proof that the pilot was alive. Now, it's unclear right now when he was killed. There are some reports that he was killed at the beginning of January, in which case what the Jordanian government would have done is found some proof that he'd been killed earlier, and that would have killed any negotiation efforts. But I think this has got the potential to stoke some of the anti-Jordanian government sentiments that already exist within the kingdom, and we've seen it impact over the last several years Saudi Arabia, some Gulf regimes, and then and obviously in the region itself, including in Syria. So I mean, I think that's the thing that the Jordanian government's got to be very careful about right now.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Seth Jones, you got about 30 seconds here. It is a horrific video, and unlike some of the other photos that have come out in past murders, this goes on for quite some time. It's horrendous torture.
It is torture at its worst kind. Some of the beheading executions take place quickly, not all of them, but this is a slow and painful death. The closest thing I can think about is a range of jihadist leaders, including ones from the Islamic State, have talked about infidels burning in hell. This is almost a visualization of what that may be like.
Well, and we urge people not to see it. Seth Jones, director of the International Security and Defense Policy Center at RAND, as ISIS releases another video showing the killing of a Jordanian pilot. Seth, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.